CNN, Trump threatened to bomb Moscow to prevent attack on Ukraine. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 9, 2025. President Donald Trump reportedly threatened to bomb Moscow as part of an effort to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from attacking Ukraine, according to CNN. Trump's comments were reportedly made during a 2024 private gathering of donors. Audio footage provided to the outlet showed. In addition to threatening Putin that he would bomb Moscow if he went into Ukraine, Trump reportedly also issued a similar warning to Chinese dictator Xi Jinping regarding Taiwan. "With Putin I said, if you go into Ukraine, I'm going to bomb the ST out of Moscow. I'm telling you I have no choice," Trump said during the event. CNN reported that Trump's comments came as he was making his case for a second term. The remarks, which came as Trump made his case for a second term, were among those captured in a series of audio tapes of 2024 fundraisers in New York and Florida, which were later obtained by Josh Dawsey, Tyler Pager, and Isaac Arnsdorf, who detailed some of the exchanges in their new book, 2024. The audio has not previously been aired. The Trump campaign declined to comment on the content of the tapes. The audio shows a more unleashed side of Trump that he was willing to reveal behind closed doors to appeal to wealthy donors, when he talked about not only his at the time aggressive foreign policy strategy, but also deporting student protesters and his opinion that the welfare people will always vote for Democrats. Russian state news agency TASS reported that Putin's personal spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, expressed that there were no telephone conversations then, according to Newsweek. Peskov added that it was the period when Trump was not yet the President of the United States. Trump's comments come as he has recently expressed that he is disappointed with Putin, and that he has not had progress in reaching an end in the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, The Hill reported. During a rally in Iowa, Trump stated that he was very disappointed with the conversation he had with Putin, adding that he doesn't think he's looking to stop.